This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1328. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 12th, new clandestines for Iran, new frequencies from Israel, Ukraine, Croatia, France, Diego Garcia. Special from Ireland on shortwave, threat to Tirana. Reactivations from Burkina Faso and Venezuela. Strike in Australia. Destruction at WOR. And the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. Ron Howard forwards news from PressNow.org about a new clandestine broadcast to Iran. It's called Radio Zamaneh, Z-A-M-A-N-E-H, based at something called the Royal Tropical Institute in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. They say it's an independent, nonpartisan radio station aiming to be a medium for the unheard voice of the young, broadcasting in Farsi via internet, satellite, and now shortwave. Starting September 11th, daily at 17 to 21 UT on 6245. The transmitter's site is never mentioned. However, we know that usually in that part of the spectrum, the transmissions are coming from somewhere in the former Soviet Union. So much for trying to clear out broadcasters from the 48-meter maritime band. The article goes on to say that the director of Radio Zamaneh is well-known former senior BBC producer Mehdi Jami. It also says the voices of young urban Iranians are not heard by the mainstream media, nor in Western-based Iranian media. Well, maybe not their voices, but there's plenty of music aimed at them from Western-based Iranian media, such as Radio Farda. The Radio Zamaneh broadcasts were promptly monitored September 12th by Jari Savolainen in Finland, 1701 UT, where he said there was a booming signal on 6245, also heard in the next half hour by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain. And Noel Green in the UK was listening at 1830, said there was some interference and woolly sounding audio. Jari Savolainen wonders when the jamming will come on. Maybe the authorities are just considering if it's worth jamming. It's not like Radio Farda, no pop music, but mostly spoken programs when he was listening, so maybe the spoken words are more dangerous. We shall see. By the way, although it's based in the Netherlands, so far there's no indication that there's any connection with Radio Nederland. And toward the end of that transmission, closing at 21 UT, it should be possible to hear it at least in eastern North America, with reception improving as the days grow shorter. Last week on Radio Bulgaria's DX program, Ruman Pankov reported hearing another station in the Farsi language, unidentified, but judging from its frequency, it's probably another clandestine, 4044 kilohertz, from 1557 to 1725. Thanks to John Norfolk for passing on that item. A few weeks ago, we pointed out that Israel Radio was scheduled to change to some lower frequencies for its first English broadcast of the day at 0330, to 3:45 UT on September 1st. Several of us have been monitoring, however, and there's been no sign of it yet on the new frequencies, 7530 or 9345. Raul Saavedra and I in Costa Rica and Donnie Rosenzweig in New York find it still on 11590, which was supposed to be a summer frequency only, probably also on 13720, although that too is inaudible. Ramadan, which affects radio scheduling, keeps precessing earlier and earlier, according to the Western calendar. This year it starts September 22nd, that is, if the Islamic officials spot the new moon on that date, which occurs at precisely 11:46 UT. That's pretty close to the equinox, another symptom of which is improving reception, such as this, reported by Bob Combs in New Mexico, Hardcore DX. The Voice of Turkey English broadcast to Europe at 1830 UT was audible there on 9785, September 4th, with fair to medium strength, but some digital interference. Check that broadcast on Tuesdays for the call-in live from Turkey featuring David Crystal in Israel, who's also frequently calling in to the Thursday edition of the program, which starts at 12:30 on 15450. If you're listening to Turkey on a frequency which has rather poor or weak modulation, chances are it's from one of their two transmitter sites, Çakırlar, that is C with a cedilla, A-K-I-R-L-A-R. Kai Ludwig in Germany says that site suffers for many years from low modulation. It was thought to be weak tubes mentioned as the cause of the problem, but the situation has not been corrected. So, for example, all the editorial work going into some of their transmissions, such as Serbo-Croatian at 1600 on 9605, is for naught. We hear from sources at Radio Tirana, Albania, that there has been a proposal to close down the foreign service, which currently employs about 20 people. However, this has not yet been decided, and the staff involved are trying to fight the proposal. On the other hand, Radio Ukraine International plans to broadcast in additional languages. And the Senate Media Network quotes a report from RUI when they were celebrating their 55th birthday. The director, Alexander Dicky, says RUI means in the future to enlarge its language range, adding Russian, Polish, French, Spanish, and Arabic. Currently, they only broadcast in Ukrainian, English, German, and Romanian. There was a last-minute change to the frequency alteration I mentioned last week for RUI's North American service. 5810 would not work at all because of WEWN on that frequency, so instead RUI has moved to 5820. That's between 23 and 04 UT, with English hours at midnight and 03. We hear it in Oklahoma, although it's rather weak, quite weak compared to WEWN, but not suffering too much interference 10 kilohertz away. But in New Jersey, it's loud and clear, says Joe Hanlon at 0320, and Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica also hears the 0300 broadcast booming in. Also, the 2100 English broadcast from Ukraine to Europe has moved to 5840, and the 1100 transmission is now on 9950. Voice of Croatia has changed one of its relay frequencies via Germany, the one for Australia, at 06 to 10 UT. It was initially this summer on 13820. Then it moved to 11690, but that collided with Turkey, says Noel Green. So now they moved again to 11610, where he is now hearing it, as are DX Mix News in Bulgaria. There are some English segments to that broadcast. Just about every September, RT in Ireland goes on shortwave because of silly ball games. Of course, not directly from Ireland, but relayed from the UK or other sites run by VT Merlin. The Media Network blog, the football All-Ireland finals will be broadcast Sunday, September 17th, at 13 to 17 UT to different parts of Africa on these three 250-kilowatt frequencies, 21720, 17745, and 15115. Via Dario Monferini Pladiex, we learn that Roberto Scaglioni in Sicily heard Radio France International on a new medium wave channel, 702 kilohertz, Sunday evening, the 10th of September. This was confirmed by Christian Gibaudot in Nice as coming from the site attributed to Monaco called De La Madone, but actually over the border in France, 702 kilohertz, now carrying Radio France International between 16 and 22 UT with broadcasts for North Africa across the Mediterranean, language not mentioned, but perhaps totally in French. On good propagational days, I'm again hearing the two-hour English broadcast, A Voice of Africa in Libya, relayed via France back to Africa on a 16-meter band. This starts at 14 UT on 17850. I'm no longer hearing it on the parallel 17725, although maybe that's moved back up to 21 megahertz, which is even less likely to be heard. There's usually some motorboating or other interference on the audio. Same for the Swahili broadcast before 1400 on 17610. It's still cat and mouse as Libya tries to jam the clandestine Sawt al-Amal, between 12 and 14 UT on various frequencies around 17.6 to 17.7 megahertz. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain continues to monitor this, among others. On one occasion, the clandestine and consequently the jammer were on 17630, colliding with Africa number 1 in Gabon, even though we suspect that some of the jamming is actually coming from a transmitter at Moyabi, Gabon. Sultan Lamel is still employing a tactic of changing frequency somewhere around 13 UT, halfway through the broadcast. On September 12th, Jose Miguel Romero said they started out on 17670, then changed to 17695. And as a matter of fact, that's where I heard the jamming, and probably Sultan Lamel underneath, concluding at 1400. About those Algerian relays on shortwave via the UK, we've given the schedule before. Mike Barraclough finds in the VT Communications Bulletin that a new contract for 1 year was signed with Télédiffusion d'Algérie in June. So it looks like these will be going on for quite some time, 12 hours a day on two frequencies at once. These are not intended for Algeria itself, but for the Sahel region, Mauritania, Mali, Niger, and Chad. The Polisario clandestine for Western Sahara, believed to transmit from just over the border around Tandouf, Algeria, Radio Nacional de la República Árabe Sahrawi Democrática, continues to be widely heard on 7460. It's mostly in Arabic, but the Spanish hour is currently at the beginning of the transmission in the evening at 17 UT instead of the end, as it has been in the past, at 2300. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal has been monitoring as well. He was hearing a parallel medium wave, 700 kilohertz. But since that Monaco transmitter carrying RFI showed up on 702, Polisario has moved back to its alternate frequency of 1550, which he heard on September 9th, starting at 2155, parallel to 7460. Burkina Faso is being heard again on 5030 after several weeks or months of absence, or with only a carrier. Jari Savolainen in Finland reported it September 9th at 1813 with decent, although not complete, modulation. Sometimes they were just open carrier with tiny bits of audio. They were apparently working on the modulator. Also reported by Jose Miguel Romero, Spain, September 10th at 2000 in vernacular. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica was still hearing it just before midnight UT. Perhaps the Costa Rican had not yet come on. And the daytime frequency from Burkina Faso, 7230, is also heard by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal between 1040 and 1225 in French. SW Radio Africa, the clandestine for Zimbabwe, resumed shortwave broadcasts via South Africa. I think it was in July, but they avoided publicizing them in order not to attract attention and perhaps avoid jamming. That, in fact, did work for several weeks. There was no jamming on that transmission from 17 to 19 UT, but it did start up in early September. So they may well be changing time and or frequency again without publicizing it to avoid the jamming. Following up previous reports that the Zimbabwe government of Mugabe would be starting up an additional shortwave service itself, the Herald, quoted by Andy Sennett in the Media Network blog on September 12th, said the government of Zimbabwe has released funds for opening the new radio station called Studio 24/7. It's been in the cards for more than 3 years, but should be fully operational before the end of this year. Andy Sennett adds, earlier reports said the station would use shortwave to cover the whole of Zimbabwe. Other reports said it would be a de facto external service. And if there are shortwave transmitters at Gweru being readied for use, this could explain the apparent new source of jamming to SW Radio Africa. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1328. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com, or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA. Much more info at our website, especially our archive of DX Listening Digest at worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support to Pete Bentley in New York. In DSWCI DX Window, Luigi Cobisi in Italy reported about some communications frequencies in Kenya. shortwave service to keep contact with people in remote areas, that is, tourists visiting the country, for emergency information and health. Frequencies are 10650 USB, 5853 and 3198, lower sideband. Frank Bast in France tells DX Listening Digest he found AFRTS Diego Garcia on a different frequency involving the exchange of two digits. Could it be a mistake? This was 12759 instead of 12579. At 13:39 to sign off at 14:57 UT, 8 September. But they remain on that frequency, also heard by Walt Salmaniv in British Columbia. He says a nice change since there's no utility interference, as there always was on 12579. 12759, also heard by Steve Lehrer in Michigan, and in fact, checking the MyAFN website, the new frequency is shown, so it's an official change. 12759. By the way, only four shortwave USB transmitter locations are listed now for AFRTS: Guam, Hawaii, Diego Garcia, and Key West, although we know the last one is actually Saddlebunch Key. Regarding the clandestine sound of hope in the ham bands, provoking the Chinese music jammer and the ire of hams around the world, we suggested to Uli Billmeier of the DARC monitoring system in Germany, Intruder Watch, that instead of complaining to China, they ought to complain to Sound of Hope, because wherever it goes, the jammer will surely follow. Contact has, in fact, been made with Sound of Hope. They were making excuses about using the ham bands with only very small transmitters in countries near China to try to get their message through, but possibly they've been persuaded to avoid the ham bands due to condemnations and complaints, because recently they've been outside the 20-meter band, 14600, reported by Brian Curtis in Victoria, Australia, and I also heard them there. Another report put them on 13970, as well as 14600, that from Tim Bucknell in the UK at 1212 UT. By the way, Sound of Hope is also now scheduled via KWHR Hawaii 9930, Monday through Friday from 14 to 17 UT. And yes, Firedrake jamming has attacked that frequency. Ron Howard in California has been monitoring some Chinese regionals who are not involved in jamming. PBS Sichuan on 7225, September 9th from 0953 to 1103, including a program ID in English, although it's mainly in Chinese. This is the voice of Golden Bridge. That's the life, travel, and city service program, parallel to 6060. And on 7270.04 variable, PBS Nemengu, September 10th at 1120 to 1201, presumably a conversation in Mongolian, parallel to 7210. We continue to hear the Shokaze or Sea Breeze broadcast about North Korean kidnapping from 13 to 1330 UT on 9485 via Taiwan, and so far it's been reliably in English on Wednesdays and Fridays. However, on September 12th, a Tuesday, it was also apparently in English. Ron Howard forwards some monitoring by Alan Davies visiting Sarawak. We had reports that on 6050, that frequency was now coming from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. It had been previously listed as Cebu in Sarawak. However, he says Cebu is still active on 6050, but with a reduced schedule, from 22 to 01 UT with the YFM Kuching and Iban, and 04 to 07 with local programming from Cebu FM. He's been unable to trace an evening transmission. He says even in Kuching, the 04 to 07 transmission from Cebu is more or less unintelligible because of the Kajang transmitter in Peninsular Malaysia on the same, or almost the same frequency, 6049.64. That carries three different FM services in a row from 02 until 17 UT. 7270.15 from Kuching also carries a series of different services, one after another, between 22 and 16 UT. Another frequency there at Sarawak, 5030.02, also on the air from 22 to 16 in Malay with different services. And 5964.94, which is from Kajang near Kuala Lumpur, is now called Classic Nacional FM, resulting from a merger of different networks. Since September 8th, Voice of Indonesia has been missing again from 9525, I've noticed. Ron Howard in California says not only that, but 9680 was missing. And 11860 as well, says Noel Green in England. However, he heard the Foreign Service active from Indonesia at 18 in German on 15149.85, September 12th. By the way, if you hear Arabic at 16 to 1630 on 15150, it could be Iran instead of Indonesia. They're both scheduled in that language at that time, but remember, Indonesia is slightly low in frequency. On September 3rd, Guy Atkins went on a day expedition not to the coast of Washington as usual, but inland near Mount Rainier. And he heard One Talk Radio Light, Papua New Guinea on 7120 between 1230 and 1233, loud and clear. He says probably the best reception I've heard since logging their multi-hour inaugural day celebration in June of 05. Despite their vertical antenna designed to restrict power to the region, their signal clearly reaches far past Papua New Guinea. He also reports Solomon Islands on 5020 September 4th, before and after 1000 UT, another one of his personal favorites, Bamboo Pipes Interval Signal and News. They signed off at 11:59 with National Anthem, but then picked up a BBC relay. Although all three Northern Territory transmitters are back in service, the relays via Shepparton of the ABC Darwin service continue to be heard, at least as of September 6th, at 13:30 on 6080 with a 105.7 ABC Darwin ID, but at 14, they switched to a Radio Australia relay on that frequency. Noel Green in the UK was also hearing the daytime 11880 at 0656, announcing as Darwin 105.7. I see on the ABC News website that journalists there voted in support of industrial action, a large strike ballot. 70% of members returned the ballot, and more than 90% voted for industrial action in pursuit of their claim for better pay and conditions. So there may be some disruptions in Radio Australia and other ABC programming if there is actually a strike. Joe Hanlon points out that KNLS Alaska has already posted their B06 schedule effective October 29th. And we can look forward to some new frequencies, which we hope will not have co-channel interference because they are out of band, such as 6915 for English at 12 to 13. Where is WRNO worldwide? Yet another target date has come and gone with nothing to be heard. According to their website, they would begin broadcasting on September 10th. But still, we hear nothing on 7355 or 7395, although about a month ago they were supposedly close to testing the transmitter and antenna after some antenna and feed line repairs. There's been a big flap about journalists moonlighting for Radio and TV Marti. Several of them, who also worked for El Nuevo Herald in Miami, were fired when it came out. They were also being paid by the U.S. government for broadcasts on Marti. Fears of conflict of interest. This spread to Univision 23 in Miami, where their sports anchor had also been broadcasting on Marti, and spread to also raising questions about whether it's ethical for anyone, any journalist, in any language, to work for the U.S. government-sponsored Voice of America. You can get links to all the press about this at kimandrewelliott.com. Fred Jodry has a new listener participation show about fixing your radio or who knows what, a call-in. It's Sundays on WBCQ 7415 at 19 to 20 UT, 3 p.m. Eastern. If you have trouble hearing, 7415 at that hour or any hour, Larry Will says WBCQ has just resumed streaming. There is a webcast, an MP3 shotcast at johnlightning.com/listen.pls. So that's where you can also hear World of Radio Wednesdays at 22 and UT Mondays around 0419. Larry Vaught in Virginia tells us that Johnny Andrews of Florida Pirate WKQV told him the frequency had been changed from 1620 to 1440 due to a new traveler information station which came up on 1620. WKQV is in South Florida. There are two other legal Florida stations on 1440 near Fort Myers and Orlando. In his Northeast Radio Watch, Scott Fibish says in New Jersey's Meadowlands, there will be a rare sight on Wednesday, September 20th. The demolition of three tall AM towers, WOR 710 New York, officially switched its broadcasts last week to its new three-tower site in Lyndhurst, a few hundred yards north of the site it's used since 1967. Rick Buckley, owner of WOR, and many of the station's staff will be on hand as the button is pushed to bring down the old towers, each more than 600 feet tall. Via Ricky Long, news about three new comedy series just starting on CBC Radio 1. The Debaters is on Saturdays at 6:30 p.m. local time, which means 22:30 UT, repeated hour after hour in different time zones. Repeated Mondays at 22:30 for 17 weeks, verbal sparring matches on social and political issues of our time. Then there's an 8-episode comedy series called Monsoon House, Fridays in the half hour before noon local time with the usual repeats. And on Saturdays, half an hour before noon, Man, Woman, and Child for 17 weeks with caustic comedian John Wing. Via clandestine radio watch, Jeff White of WRMI explains that the current program called Radio Cuba Libre is not the same as one a few years ago. It's the same name but different sponsor now by Municipios de Cuba en el Exilio, Monday through Saturday, 07 to 09 on 9955. Until recently, if you heard Spanish on 530 kilohertz, you could be sure it was Radio Visión Cristiana in the Turks and Caicos Islands. But since Radio Martí has started weekly broadcasts on the same frequency from an airplane, Cuba has put on its own transmitter on the frequency 530, not only during the Martí broadcasts, but it now seems all the time. It's with the Radio Cadena Havana programming, already carried on several other frequencies, including 1100, first reported on 530 by Randy Stewart in Missouri on September 4th, NRC AM. Shortwave stations from Venezuela itself are quite a rarity now, and one which occasionally appears and has shown up again recently is apparently Radio Amazonas. Roger Chambers in New York was hearing on 4939 Lively Latin Pops, UT September 9th, at 0215, past 0242. They're always a little off frequency. Previously, they were measured at very close to 4939 and 2/3. We've had numerous reports that Radio Nacional de Amazonia, Brasilia, has shifted from 11780 to 11783. Bad news for that other Brazilian on 11785. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued September 12th. Solar activity, very low to low. Geomagnetic field mostly quiet to unsettled. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 3 September 18th and 23rd, 20 and 4 on the 28th and October 1st, dipping to 5 and 2 September 21st and 27th. Solar flux dropping from 85 September 14th to 75 the 19th through the 30th, then up to 80. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1328.